But I will not always stay silent, my beloved ones. It is only for a short time. You will feel my grief, and you must not go by your feelings, for this is the flesh. You must go with your faith, for this is of the spirit. This day I have chosen to speak through this handmaiden. Do not argue amongst yourselves and say, why would Yahweh speak through a woman or anoint her hands? I leave you with this. I choose to use whom I choose to use, in answer to no man. And if I had anointed only her mouth like she is accustomed to, and not anointed her hands on the keyboard, would you have heard me speak this message to her this day? You have answered your own question. Now please warn the people. Though in the times of Noah most won't listen, still don't have the blood on your hands, like Ezekiel 3 says. Don't let the blood be found on your hands. Warn the people. There is yet a small amount of time left. For my son's sake, I have had mercy on the people. But the time of vengeance and judgment quickly approaches. Warn them and seek me while I yet can be found. Take note this date and watch closely the events in the world. 2/5/1997. I have forbidden my handmaiden, Sherry Elijah, to change one word that I have spoken, though she knows not all will welcome what I have spoken. Again, I warn those who are my enemies but pretend to be my friends. Judases, beware. For when you seek to harm this messenger, you are harming the one who has created her and anointed her. You will be the first who feels my wrath, and you will know my presence in ways you would rather not know it. I am angry! And you who have begged me to speak have heard the voice of love, reassurance, grief, and intense anger. You have heard the voice of the great Yahweh I Am. Speak forth out of a broken vessel of clay this day. Pray for those hearts who have tried to reach, yet push me away. Pray that they repent today, for tomorrow may be too late. End of prophecy. Given to Apostle Elizabeth Elijah Nehemiah, 2/5/1997.